Throughout the last 20 years, Spider-Man has worn 14 different suits on screen. It's time to rank them up, baby. Right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
We can do this all day.
What are they called again?
Annulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth. Mysterio is the truth.
Boom. You looking for this?
What is up and welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simi. Today on the pod, I am ranking all the Spider-Man suits that we have seen on the big screen in the last 20 years. From the original Spider-Man in 2002, all the way up to the latest installment in Spider-Man No Way Home, some suits are just better than others. And that's the truth. That's the harsh truth, but it's the truth that we must realize here today on the pod. Shout out Iron Spider suit. Let's go, baby. It's time to rank. But honestly, there's only one way to know which one is the best. You got to rank them up. Starting off 2022 very strong with the rankings. And you know what? It's the best way to go. It's the best way to definitively say what is the best of something. So of course, it's got to be Spider-Man suits because I've got 14 suits. And I've got 15 minutes. I think I can put together the list in time. Here's a list to start out so we know exactly what is up for grabs, what's going on the board here. Here are the 14 suits. You've got the homemade wrestling suit from 2002 Spider-Man. Homemade suit from The Amazing Spider-Man. Homemade suit from Spider-Man Homecoming. Classic Spider-Man suit, Tobey Maguire style. The black suit from Spider-Man 3. Classic suit from The Amazing Spider-Man. The upgraded Andrew Garfield suit from The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Iron Spider suit from Avengers Infinity War. Let's go! Integrated suit from Spider-Man No Way Home. Black and gold suit from Spider-Man No Way Home. The stealth suit from Far From Home, or better known as the Night Monkey. The red and black suit from Far From Home. The Stark suit from Captain America Civil War. And the shiny red and blue suit at the very end of No Way Home. That is 14 suits that we've seen on the big screen in the last 20 years, and I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go, and I'm just going to throw caution to the wind and just start ranking these suits right now, right here. And look, I feel like a lot of people know what I'm going to rank as number one. I'm not going to reveal it right now, but I will say my top five, be prepared to be shocked. Be prepared to lose your mind because I made this ranking on one thing and one thing only. My heart. Not how closely does this represent Spider-Man. Not how closely does this resemble and represent a comic book come to life. Nothing to do with that. It's all about what's inside. What's in here and how much it just sits in my heart. And how fond I am of the suit. The colors. The abilities. What it could represent. All of these different factors have been thrown into this ranking list right now, and we're just going to do it, and I'm just going to finally come out and say what I think are the best Spider-Man suits that we've seen on screen. So let's do this thing. Number 14, starting at the bottom of the pile, and I feel really bad because Andrew Garfield is a wonderful human being. He's a wonderful Spider-Man, and you know what? Unfortunately, this suit is just trash. It's bad. It's a really bad suit. It is the Andrew Garfield homemade suit. It is literally a red mask with very bad sunglasses and a black beanie and jeans and a dark leather jacket. And it's just not Spider-Man. It's not good. It's not Spider-Man. One of the many things that the Amazing Spider-Man duality of movies got wrong. And it's this one. If you haven't seen it lately, type in homemade suit Andrew Garfield, The Amazing Spider-Man to Google. And you will be disappointed in what you see. Number 13, again, I feel bad because, you know, Peter number 3, but I love Andrew at the bottom of my heart. And you'll be surprised. When we get to the top 3, top 4, top 5, you will be surprised at what does make it in there. So don't write me off just yet when it comes to Andrew Garfield suits, even though I'm putting two of them in the bottom two, I've got to go with the classic suit from The Amazing Spider-Man. And there's one very specific reason that this one ranks just so low for me personally. And again, it has nothing to do with comic book resemblance or anything like that. I know a lot of people actually like this suit because of what it is. It's the yellow eyes. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I walk away. I say, no, thank you. Yellow eyes are not for me. I think this suit is quite nice other than the yellow eyes. And that's why it's got to go number 13. I'm sorry, but yellow eyes are no. They are just no. I'm going to walk away from this one. Number 12. I'm giving it to the shiny red and blue suit at the end of No Way Home. Now, this is the newest suit, and we only saw it for a very brief, like, very brief swing through 30 Rockefeller Center. And you can't really see a lot of it. And we haven't seen it in action. We haven't seen it close up. I haven't seen anything additional about this suit, and that's why it's fallen so low. I think it's got the potential to be a nice suit. I like the story behind it. I just don't know enough, and it's not enough to warrant a better spot than number 12. Number 11. I'm going with another No Way Home new suit, and honestly, it's the black and gold suit. I don't like it. I hate to say it, but I don't like it. I think it's kind of done pretty poorly, and honestly, the first time I watched Spider-Man No Way Home, I must have just not connected the dots that this was the suit turned inside out because of the green goo that gets splashed on him. There is not enough storyline behind this. He is not in the suit for long enough. I think it has potential. I think the black and gold is cool. It is not Spider-Man. It is not a colorway that you think of when you think of Spider-Man. And I just don't think it works. I don't think this suit is very good or very cool. I think initially in the trailers, it was like, whoa, this is pretty cool. And I'm not against black suits. I think black, I essentially exclusively only wear black. So that's my color guy. Tom Holland and I, we share that in common when it comes to this Spidey suit, but it's just not enough for me. And you know what, possible, if we get to see more of it in the future, it's possible it could rise on this rankings list. But for now, we're going number 11. Number 10, again, another No Way Home introduction, the integrated suit. It's too much for me. It's just too much. It's got a lot going on. And even though I do think it looks pretty cool, I do like the gold and the red. Again, it just has a lot going on for me. And I don't think the full body logo and the full body emblem is where it's at. I think it's just trying to do too much. And I think it's an exciting suit. I think it looks very flashy. It in no way looks classic, and it does not come to mind when I think of Spider-Man. So that is number 10. Now we're getting to the big dogs, the top 9. Here we go. The homemade wrestling suit from 2002 Spider-Man. I wish I could have put this higher, but there are just some really good Spider-Man suits. I've just got to say it. I really actually do like this. I think the spray paint is pretty cool. I think this scene and the initial scene in which Tobey Maguire wears this wrestling suit is so iconic. He's got these like red and white, like golf gloves or weightlifting gloves or some kind of gloves. And I love the fact that it's a spray paint, like negative space type situation with the red kind of ski mask. I think it's actually a pretty fucking cool suit, but it ranks low just because there are so many other good ones. And, you know, I'm glad that he graduated from the suit, because if he didn't, this suit's got nothing going for it. It's just like a long John top. And that's no good for my guy, Toby. So that's why it's coming in at number 9. I think it's a pretty cool suit, though. I think it's still pretty cool. Number 8, our first entry from Far From Home, going with the stealth suit, the Night Monkey suit. It is quite cool. Again, like I said, I've got nothing against black suits. And I think this is a black suit that gets it right. All black is the way to go. I like the eyes, and I like that they're kind of part of this goggle system that he's got going on, but it's just, it feels very dramatic. It feels very, not attention grabbing necessarily, but it's definitely like, hey, this is a new suit. It's very, very different, and I want someone to see it. The fingerless gloves, I'm not a fingerless gloves guy. I've just got to say, I'm looking at a picture of it right now. I'm not a fingerless gloves guy. I think it would have played better with full black gloves. But again, I didn't design the suit. And you know what? I do think Night Monkey is true when it comes to this. I think the all black look does warrant the Night Monkey logo, but it's just not there for me. Number 8. Number 7, the homemade suit from Spider-Man Homecoming. This suit is kinda cool. I kinda like it. I think it's unique, and I think it's definitely out of the homemade suits is the best. It ranks the highest on here. But it's, you know, I'm glad we evolved. I'm glad we moved on. I think the hoodie situation is nice, and it's definitely an homage to the comics and kind of the Scarlet Spider and everything revolving that. The eyes are kind of weird for me. You've got the kind of the goggles, and then but you've got like the square eyes inside the goggles. So, you know, it's got its pluses, it's got its cons. I like the red and the light blue. I think that is what this suit does right, is that color scheme and the color cohesion goes very, very nicely. Number six, I'm going with the black and the red suit in Far From Home. This suit it's fresh, it's classy, and I think it looks really good. The only downside to this suit that I've got to say is that it's black and red. And again, I like black. I think black looks really, really good here. And I just pulled up a picture. It's fresh. It is fresh. And I'm quite frankly surprised it didn't rank in the top five. It's sitting at number six. It's edging its way in there. I love the small spider logo. I think that's very clean. I think the black and the red mesh together very well. The big highlights and outline on the eyes is really nicely done. And I do like the black and the red, but here's the downside. Spider-Man is not black and red. Spider-Man is red and blue. Black and red, a little different. Blue and red, now that's Spider-Man. Now we're cooking. But I do think this suit looks very nice. Now we're in the top five. Here we go. Let's do this thing. Number five, Stark suit from Captain America Civil War. This is fresh to death. This suit is the definition of clean. This is so nice when it comes to Spider-Man suits. It is very similar to the black and red suit, but it is blue and red. So it's very fitting that I would rank this at number five, because when you think of Spider-Man, this suit does it justice. It's got very nice accents on the calves and on the biceps. And again, the nice small logo. I think the webbing detail is very nice. It's not distracting. It's quite an inlay in the suit. The suit, it just looks really, really fucking good. It just does. But it's a number five. Number four, I said I have no aversion to black suits. Absolutely correct. The black suit from Spider-Man 3. Say what you will about Spider-Man 3. It is a bad movie. The storylines are confusing and too many, and it's just not a good movie, but this suit fucks. This suit is so clean. I love it. The webbing is such a nice texture. It's such great detailing. I love the black of it. It's such a nice looking black. It's not too dark. It's not too light. It looks so nice, and you've got the webbing accents in really good spots. This suit looks good. And look, honestly, if I'm rocking a spider suit, if I can choose from the black suit, I might have to go that route. Honorable mention, Spider-Man Noir in Spider-Verse, that suit is also fresh. Again, the black suits are money. This is by far and away the best black-themed suit. I hope we get something like this in the future in the MCU. This suit is good looking. Okay, we're in the top three here, and I feel like there's a lot of pressure on the line. And you know how I said that I didn't want to rag on Andrew Garfield, but I felt bad about it, but you'd be surprised later on? Well, here we are. We are later on, and number three is the upgraded Andrew Garfield suit. Now, this is the suit with the white eyes. I think this suit is beautiful. I think it is a very nice, classic Spidey suit. It looks good. I do like the eyes. I love the pronounced, huge eyes of it all. When you are talking about its relation to comic books and a comic book come to life, this is that suit. I love the texture. It's very pronounced. I think the blue is a little deep for my liking. I would like a little bit of a lighter tone when it comes to the blue, but the eyes are by far and away the best part of this suit, and it is iconic Spidey. So shout out Andrew Garfield, shout out the Webverse for making it into the top three. When you're talking about suits, let's go, baby. Number two, I gotta give it to my boy Toby. You know it had to be done, And look, Andrew Garfield stole No Way Home. I do think that is still the conversation, and that is still how I feel. But my boy Toby will never leave that special place in my heart, the classic Spider-Man suit from 2002's Spider-Man. And here is why. I keep talking about how much I love texture. This has the texture. I love the fresh and modern looking eyes that are so angular and so shaped, so prominent. It is what makes this suit the way that it is. So look, you can put a lot of stock in the eyes. When you see the eyes of a suit, feel like you can get a pretty good idea of where you're going to rank it. I love the massive Raimi logo. That's still an iconic logo to this day. This is a suit that I grew up with. This was Spider-Man. The pronounced texture of the webbing all throughout the suit, it is Spider-Man. And look, when I play Spider-Man on PS4, more times than not, this is the suit that I choose just because it gets me in the feels. And like I said, I ranked this from the heart. Classic suit, Tobey Maguire style. That leaves one suit to go, the one that is the best. And look, I don't have to defend myself. I don't have to sit here and say why this is actually the best spider suit, but it's the Iron Spider suit. Besides the fact that it's got fucking awesome literal iron spider limbs coming out of the back of it, I adore the chrome look on this suit. I think the metallic outlay is fantastic. It is so cool. The tech is one thing. That's very, very exciting. But the eyes are so well outlined. You've got tech first eyes. You've got really cool looking kind of shoulder pads going all the way down. And I love the kind of the armor style of this, where you get this shielding. As you look at the suit, I think the big emblem works very well here. You take that nice small Tom Holland emblem and you blow it up big and you put it on the shoulders, and it's the color combination, that dark red with the dark blue and the very nice metallic gold. This suit fucks. You want to talk about a great suit? It's the Iron Spider suit. And I don't care if you say this suit has too much tech. I don't care if you say this isn't my Spider-Man. I don't care whatever argument you're going to throw at me. The Iron Spider suit is by far and away the coolest and the best Spider-Man suit that there is. That's it. Bang. There is my list of 14 Spider-Man suits throughout the years, listed, ranked, and officially out into the world. Now remember, this is only the 14 suits that we have seen on screen, on the big screen. I didn't dive into anything comic book. I didn't dive into anything PlayStation, nothing like that. I just love a good Spider-Man suit. So look, if there's a Spider-Man suit that I should seek out that you think I'm going to like, tell me about it, because I want to look at it and I want to indulge myself in more Spider-Man suits. It's got to be Iron Spider number one. That's just where my heart is. And look, maybe I rank these down the road and maybe things change, but they're not gonna. An Iron Spider suit is where it's at. What is your favorite on-screen Spider-Man suit? Let me know on Twitter at 15 Minute Marvel. I really do want to hear. I want to know what your favorite suit is, and I want to know why Iron Spider suit is wrong. Please take up the argument with me, because it's not. It is the best. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform. A special shout out to the patrons of the show: Brandon Clark, Kajir Shakib, Reagan Knopp, Alan Cole Peacock, Jordan Tanner, and Ben Lawhorn. Thank you all so much. I will see you back here next time. I'm Ethan Simi, and remember, always go higher, further, and faster.